The date of this letter needs to be March 14th. I'm doing these a day late. The patient, actually it goes to Betsy Levand, L-E-V-A-N-D, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, D like David, E-H, N like November, E-R-T. Date of birth 12/13/1945. Dear Miss Levand, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Dehnert with stage 2 chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was 1 year ago. She has gained about 5 pounds over the last 12 months. She did not receive the COVID-19 vaccinations, but then got ill with COVID infection. This year, and her symptoms were fatigue, loss of sense of taste and smell, and mild cough. She recovered spontaneously, and about 2 months later, she started to lose a small amount of hair also. But she's feeling better now, no long-term sequela from COVID infection. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, cough, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, she was started on Losartan, 25 milligram daily for hypertension. And the other prescription medicine is Synthroid 25 microgram daily, and she takes many supplements also. Physical exam, weight 185 pounds, pulse 59, blood pressure 138 over 76. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 3rd, 2022. Her creatinine is stable at 0.92. Sodium 135, potassium is 3.8, carbon dioxide 28, calcium is 9.3, albumin 3.8, phosphorus is 3.6, current estimated GFR is 63, hemoglobin 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 2, chronic kidney disease without progression of disease, and hypertension, improve control on the Losartan. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.